I feel a level of relief. This is the first podcast that I'm doing in probably 2 years where I'm not live on the webcam. It's just me and this microphone again. And that was always what I was interested. Even in high school, I looked, you know, like I toured a few different local radio stations. Hold on a second. I'm going to have a good Marco Rubio moment. Here. Ah, gotta drink water. Thank you, Marco. I'll tell you, you know, I hope the guy's not insulted by the fact that he made himself an icon there. You know, wear it like armor. I had Windows mess up my driver. Do you want to know the geekery about how this works? And what? Okay. So I run Linux on my computer because it's awesome and stable and reliable. Well, I had the harebrained idea of booting up to Windows once to see if there were any way to make updates. No, of course not. No way we're going to get updates on Windows. So while I did that, though, Windows saw my new graphics driver and totally messed it up. Linux, I plug in my new, I have a new card, a new graphics card. Like, you know, the thing you plug your monitor into in the back of your computer. Okay. Well, I've got three different monitors because I work and produce and get stuff done. It's not just for play. Well, Windows didn't know what to do with the three monitors. It's the same computer. So Windows frogged around with it. I was trying to make Windows recognize this monitor. Good luck. You know, Windows doesn't know how to make cool stuff work. So Windows messed it up so that now I can no longer live stream to Twitch and at the same time record audio on the same microphone. Windows messed up my computer somehow in BIOS settings or whatnot, so that while I'm recording on this microphone here, which is a Yeti, it either goes live to Twitch or I can record it on audio. I can't do both like I always did before. Thank you, Windows. I had a problem with Windows on another computer this week. I was working with some people with my testing my computer curriculum, and the Windows on their Lenovo had decided to tell the computer not to boot to Linux. It never occurred to the guys at Lenovo that I could just open up the computer and unplug the Windows hard drive and then it would boot to Linux. I mean, really? Do they think that they're going to make it secure from people that know what they're doing? I mean, if I can go into BIOS and tell the computer to boot to Linux, then they should let me boot to Linux. Because if you even know what BIOS is, if you don't know what BIOS is, that's fine. Well, it's not an environmental thing. I tell you, Windows has been irritating this week. And another good thing too, I don't know if you follow this, Logos Bible Software. You see, this is geekery. I don't, you know what Logos Bible Software? Logos is like the Adobe of Bible study stuff. So if you study Bible in college, I mean, when I was in college, we didn't really study. We didn't do Logos when I was in college. We had to use these things called books. They're made of paper. You know, like you open them up and there's words on these things called pages. Well, not web pages, but we used books when I was in college. But there's this Bible research software that gives you links and quick study tools that I actually bought before I went to college, and I've still got the licenses for it today. Logos is awesome like that. And I've got a professional Logos account, and the latest news is that they're getting the development onto Linux. Okay, all right, okay. So that was, well, I'm thrilled with that. I mean, Linux is where the future is going, and Windows has made enough people mad. If you're frustrated with your computer, maybe you should try to switch over to Linux. You should think about it. Ubuntu is the normal one to switch into. One guy made the Ubuntu switch, and he was asking me, people say that Arch Linux is better, and I'm like, well, those are computer geeks that really know what they're doing, and I want to be like those guys someday, but if you're just getting started, you should really use Ubuntu. Some people say Linux Mint, but, you know, okay, that's fine. Linux Mint is Ubuntu. It's pretty, but anyhow, I am no longer, because of this technology glitch, I could find a way to do it, but I'm not. I'm not going to do any more live streaming to Twitch. Nobody watches it while it's live on Twitch anyway. And you know, like only two people watch it on YouTube. And you're my podcast audience. You listen to audio, and I'm an audio guy. You know, I call my mother back home in the States. She always wants to bog down the internet connection with this video thing so that she can look at some ugly, hideous webcam recording of my glorious face that looks ugly on the webcam. And and she knows that, you know, she would chuckle if she heard me saying that. But I've never understood people that want to lower the quality of the audio where you understand someone's words so that they can look at an ugly picture of your face moving that doesn't look like you. I don't get that. I'm an audio guy. And you are an audio person too, because you're listening on the podcast. But I have a theoretical awareness that there are people that it's more important for them to look at this hideous, bad quality video of you when they can't hear you very well, and somehow your words get through to them better that way. There are people that are like that, but I'm an audio guy, and I need to be doing audio. It was Joan Olson, the wife of the guy that started Spring Hill, like in Michigan, Indiana, largest camp in North America. You know, I grew up with them. And I was the piano player. She quickly figured out I was an audio learner. And when I went to Moody, when she and my mother first started talking about Moody, because, you know, she was at the church and she would talk with people, she said to my mother, "You've got to get Jesse to Moody for radio." So I actually totally was studying radio there for a few years, but then I decided I wanted to get more into Bible. And that's where I took the dive. I wasn't good at language. I studied Greek. I got C's, and I'm one of the few students from that class that still remembers Greek. The A students forgot it by last class was in May. The A students forgot their Greek by August. But, you know, the C student, me, I took it seriously and kept up with it. So don't judge books by their covers. Books are those paper things that they use before okay, well, anyhow, That's pretty much what's been going on this week. The Taiwan special, I've got some interesting reflections to look at here. I've got my little TS list of topics. But I'm back to audio podcasting. This week it really hit me. I've been trying to understand. You might remember this strange thing with this application in Taiwan. And I've been trying just to make sense of it. Why would God do all this amazing, wonderful stuff and then have it go nowhere? You know, that bothered me more than anything. You know, having a hard, difficult life, well, that's just, you know, all in a day's work for me. But God doing something great and then it's done, like that boiled my brain. I couldn't figure out why. I wanted to know. And it occurred to me yesterday, and I put it in the point this week. God is the God who raises up and he tears down. And he makes these beautiful flowers and they're burned into the fire. They just die. Jonah was all upset about Nineveh repenting because he was mad about, Nineveh was the China of the day and Israel was the oppressed Hong Kong. Like that was going on. Jonah hated Nineveh. But Jonah, out of the whale, went to Nineveh, told them they repented and God didn't destroy them because they repented. And Jonah sits there and wants to say, "Oh, I'm going to sit and wait for you to burn him anyway. You better burn that city." And God grew up a vine to give Jonah shade. And then God sent a worm to eat the vine. And Jonah was mad. And God said, "You care more about a vine than you care about those people in the city. Well, I'm the one that made the vine. And I grow it. I raise it up. And then I tear it down. And I do as I please." God is the God of ice sculptures. He makes big, beautiful things, and then whoosh, they're gone. And he's got a purpose. We are his craftsmanship, not the great things and accomplishments in our lives. Those things aren't forever. We'll live forever, and so will he, and so will his good works in us. But along the process, he makes stuff and just tears it down because he's large and in charge. And God wants you to be that way also. So through this podcasting thing, doing video, I think it honed my skills. But now that I'm doing what I want again, I feel a bit happier, maybe better at it. See you tomorrow.